Will Vivek Ramaswamy run for president in 2028, or is 2032 the real plan? This article is by Bonnie Lucas for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Vivek Ramaswamy ruled out a 2028 presidential run exactly once, one sentence, to one reporter 18 months ago, before a single vote had been cast in Ohio. He has not said it again since becoming the Republican nominee for governor on May 5th. He has good reason not to. The arithmetic of the next presidential cycle is brutal for a first-term Ohio governor, and he knows the numbers better than anyone. He ran them himself in 2023. What he promised. In February 2025, days before launching his campaign at a Butler County aerospace plant, Ramaswamy told NBC News that if elected governor, he was, quote, fully committed to serving a full term. Then he went further. Asked about his plans by the Wall Street Journal, he said he intended to be a two-term governor. Those 8 years will go by quickly, end quote, he said. 8 years is a claim on two full Ohio election cycles, made by a man who had spent the previous 24 months running for president, angling for a cabinet post, lobbying for a Senate appointment, and taking, then abandoning, the co-leadership of the Department of Government Efficiency. Dave Yost built his primary campaign on that pattern. Yost is gone. The line stuck. 43 days. Ramaswamy declared for president on February 21, 2023, 623 days before the 2024 election. Run that same interval back from Election Day 2028, which falls November 7th, and the launch date is February 23, 2027. Ohio's next governor is sworn in Monday, January 11, 2027. February 23rd is 43 days later. Not one budget. Not one legislative session. 6 weeks. A campaign built at the pace of his last one would be hiring in Des Moines and Manchester, while the new administration in Columbus was still filling agency directorships. Ohio law won't stop him. 5 states force an officeholder to quit before running for something else. Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, and Texas. Florida exempted presidential candidates in 2023 in a bill signed by a governor who was about to become one. Ohio has no such law at all. A sitting Ohio governor can run for president and keep the job while he does it. The only hard limit sits at the far end. Article 3, Section 2 caps a governor at two successive four-year terms. It says nothing about ambition. 2028 is occupied. J.D. Vance leads the Polls-Max average of national 2028 Republican primary polling at 40.0%, with Marco Rubio at 19.3%. Ramaswamy sits at 2.2%. Trump has called Vance, quote, most likely, end quote, his heir apparent. Vance is also from Ohio, and Ramaswamy's campaign for governor was assembled out of Vance's own political shop. Strategist Jai Chabria, advisor Andy Sarabian, ally Arthur Schwartz, and pollster Tony Fabrizio all moved over in early 2025. Challenging Vance in 2028 would mean running against the operatives who built the operation at 2% against a sitting vice president with the president's blessing, having just broken a promise to the state that elected him. That isn't a lane, it's a cliff. 2032 is the cycle that fits. Run the numbers 4 years out and everything that blocks him disappears. Ramaswamy turned 41 this month. He would be 47 on Inauguration Day 2033, younger than Vance is today. A single completed term as governor runs January 11, 2027 to January 13, 2031. Promise kept, record built, term limit untouched. Campaign launched from private life with a national donor file already in hand. Win a second term in 2030, and the timing tightens, but the constitutional clock still doesn't bind until January 2035. The one variable he can't control is whether Vance wins. An incumbent Republican president fills the 2032 cycle. A defeated Vance empties it, and a two-time presidential candidate fresh off 4 years running a large industrial state stops being an asterisk and starts being a frontrunner. The machine is already federal. VPAC, victors, not victims, the outside group spending on Ramaswamy's behalf, is not an Ohio committee. It is registered with the Federal Election Commission as an independent expenditure-only super PAC, FECID, S892,919, first filed in November 2024, 3 months before he entered the governor's race. It reports $41.8 million raised this cycle and $25.9 million in cash on hand as of June 30th. Federal committees aren't built for one contest. They keep filing with the FEC until they terminate. Four Billionaires supplied 98% of its second quarter money, including $5 million from Elon Musk. A national fundraising apparatus, run by national operatives, aimed at Ohio for now. What the ballot actually asks. The eight-year promise was made in February 2025. Since then, the New York Times has listed him among Republicans who could make a quick leap from a governor's race to a national campaign. He has spent 79 days of an election year outside Ohio, including 14 international travel legs, and Steve Bannon has told his audience to write the state off. The race is tight. The poll's max average of Ohio governor polling has Ramaswamy up less than a point, and an August 13th Wedgwood survey had Amy Acton ahead 47-46. Acton has outraised him from actual donors. Three filings running. Ohioans aren't just choosing a governor for 4 years. They're choosing whether to hand the office to a man whose answer to, quote, "Will you run for president again?" end quote is yes, and whose only open question is which cycle. On the calendar, 2028 costs him everything. On the calendar, 2032 costs him nothing.